So as a result of that, in addition to the five covers, we've also been asked to do this event, which is going to include some of videos by some of the cover artists, as well as videos by ourselves, a performance by us. This is Extreme Animals, Jacob and David, and also a performance by Tidal TK. So let me tell you the order that we're going to do it all in. First, we're going to show you some slides from two of the cover artists and talk a bit about them. Then we're going to show some videos by two of the cover artists. Then Tidal TK is going to perform. Then there's going to be slides by the other three artists, as well as videos by two of those artists. Then I'm going to show one of my videos, and then we're going to do a piece of music. At the very end, we're going to perform a new piece for video and music. Video and computer. Video and music. So thanks a lot for coming. And we're just going to go through these first two artists. And bathrooms are in the rear. There is plenty to drink. Okay. When we were asked to curate some show paper covers, we decided to make it easy on ourselves and ask five net artists to contribute, because everyone is a net artist. But at the same time, no one is really a net artist. The concept of net art, just like the concept of radical art, is a paradox. The true nature of film, video, the internet, or any revolutionary technology cannot be contained within a term like art, which is far too limiting. Art, as we have defined it in our present culture, works on a model of scarcity, the cult of an object, and the cult of the genius. The internet works on a model of vastness, the cult of the infinite, and the cult of the anonymous.
By curating five online identities from the internet, by selecting five discrete images and printing them into physical paper, we introduce limit into space of limitness. We should always recognize these power dynamics when we discuss net art. We shouldn't forget that when we limit, we contradict certain attributes of the realm.
The realm proposes a new paradigm for creativity in our culture and should not be evaluated by our old, slow, and puny thought patterns. You shouldn't think of these five artists or images as representing any trend or technique or group of people. You should simply think of these images as coming from the future to destroy the past. It should come as no surprise that four out of five of these creative practitioners not only make still images, but also make videos. That is because the difference between the mediums of video and still imagery is a dragging of an arrow over an icon. So the first artist we're going to talk about is Spencer Longo.
Spencer Longo, his work is about the object or image in isolation versus the object in display. Different kinds of objects are placed together to create new meaning, or in other instances, a nihilistic absence of meaning. His curation is of the utmost importance as he sifts through the endless visual archives of our time in order to reveal the absurdity of an object devoid of its cultural context. The result is something humorous, disgusting, physically evocative, or all of the above, like plugging cables into hair gel. As with the other artists we will discuss, Spencer investigates the human desire to create surface and texture within a virtual world where nothing can be touched or felt. Virtual renderings of wood and metal are beautifully pathetic as they try and yet fail to be real. When a flat surface goes from URL to IRL, it immediately reveals its own idealistic and romantic narrative, and also opens up an unintended new psychological terrain for the consumer. This is a narrative that designers such as the Memphis School began to study in the 70s and 80s, of which Spencer has undoubtedly been influenced by.
In Transformers 2011, Spencer's cover for Show Paper, images from one of the most state-of-the-art movies ever made, Transformers, are cut up and transformed using simple Photoshop techniques. Similar to Tabor Roback's explosions, which we will be screening later, moments of extreme physical action or technological intensity become flattened, in this case into a seemingly endless 2D pattern. The cycle is then complete. Epic narrative climaxes are reduced to wallpaper ready for target, and we fall down another mental wormhole. That's his cover right there. Okay, now we're gonna talk about Brenda Murphy, and then we're gonna show videos by both of these artists.
So the first time we met Brenna was in Portland, Oregon, watching her group MSHR perform. They filled the entire rock club in the round with a set from a strange sci-fi movie, complete with costumes, lasers, mirrors, fogs, and a playable synth furniture. Brenna's visual practice is rooted in attempting to comprehend the tenuous relationship between technology and nature. Pseudo-organic shapes are rendered using digital technology while videotape natural phenomenon is often framed as alien. Psychedelic patterns playfully blend into our natural world using the processing power of studio techniques. Her work is at once terrifying and humorous, raw in material yet obsessively organized in arrangement.
Brenna creates patterns that suggest language. They are meticulous orderings that reflect meaning, though any exact message is always unclear. We understand that it is urgent, but are always one step behind. Banal moments of humans wandering through public parks are combined with a forbidding, incomprehensible alien force. Maybe that's supposed to say foreboding. What's the difference in forbidding and foreboding? Foreboding? Forbidding? Seriously, does anybody know?
Okay.
Okay, so I still don't understand those two words, but I'm gonna keep going. Like many of the artists you'll see tonight, Brenna makes still images, video, and sound, and is thus perfect for a publication like Show Paper, which attempts to bridge these sometimes stratified communities. We will be showing Spencer's video for the Maria Minerva track, Love Cool, and three short videos by Brenna entitled Exosensor, Sky Mapper, and Elemental Nanostrand. And then, by the way, I just want you to know that these are, me and David wrote all this last night, so these are not like just artist statements that we're reading. These are our interpretations of Brenna, Spencer, Tabor, Kyle, and Bea's work. Okay, so now we're gonna show two videos, and if we could dim these lights for the videos, that would be awesome.
So
So up next is Brenna Murphy. This video is called Exosensor.
Thank you.
So we're going to watch two more short videos by Brenna. This one's called Sky Mapper. And this last video by Brenna Murphy is called Elemental Nanostrand. Thank you.
So now we're going to talk a little bit more. Before we start talking about Tabora, I just wanted to say, even though you can see a lot of these videos on the internet, I think actually almost all of them are online, which is good because you can check them out later as well. Even though that experience exists, I do think it's important to have screening situations like this as well, where the intention is different, and perhaps you're paying a little closer attention to the work. And also, you have these nice descriptions that we wrote. Okay, so go ahead.
Title TK
play. Oh yeah, whoops, now Title TK is performing. Totally forgot. It's time for Title TK. Let's do it. I'm gonna get the mics ready. I got a little carried away there, Andrew. One more. Give it up one more time for Title TK. Guys, that was the second time I've seen you guys. This time was better. Last time it wasn't as good. I really mean that too. I really mean that. This time was way better than last time. Okay, so now we're going to talk about Tabor and Bea and Kyle. And then we're going to show some videos, and then we're gonna perform a new piece that we created for you guys. So, David, it says that you're supposed to start speaking about Tabora Roback.
Oh yeah, you can.
I'll do it. You want me to do it? Okay. Tabora Roback is a 3D modeling and simulation effects wizard. Pieces with titles such as Terminator, Super Multiverse Online, and Internet Magic are expertly filled with exaggerated glossiness and blinding flare effects. These works are fetishized visions of hyper-reality. Tabor's use of contemporary imaging technologies evokes an infinity of mysterious worlds. As his boy band, HD Boys, states, "You should lose your boyfriend, he looks photoshopped." If anyone has not seen the HD Boys online, or in person, please check it out. It's probably one of the best bands out there. Even in his still images, there is an undeniable sense of speed, a futuristic aesthetic of travel honed by Kraftwerk with Tour de France or Autobahn, but updated by Tabor to encompass gaming and the World Wide Web. In Tabor's work, we find ourselves in awe, yet struggling to keep up, as we attempt to digest overwhelming interfaces or navigate labyrinths of dimly lit caverns. His interest lies not in trying to create another world, but investigating the motivations that have created this world by fulfilling them to their fullest. Like endless halls of social media, we struggle to find a way to meaningly plug in. Tabor was an obvious choice for this cover as a frequent collaborator with musicians including Gatekeeper and Fatima Al-Qadiri, whose shows have been promoted in Showpaper for years. Okay, moving on to Bea.
Bea Fremderman creates 3D spaces that are intended to simulate the reality of our lived world. Her narratives are still lives that defy natural physical laws. Objects are suspended in air, shadows function on their own logic. We are surprised at our own initial acceptance of these objects as real when they are clearly constructed. An inner tension is thus created when a program designed to comfort actually deceives and confuses.
The cleanliness and sterility of office and corporate life is mimicked in the coldness of our digital user interfaces. Well-meaning intentions for order and efficiency lead to sad, empty mental states. Her images are peppered with haunting evidence of life, a pencil here or a cable there. She creates worlds that are empty, abandoned, or waiting for reactivation. This deep search for something, anything real, is peppered with a charming wit. We get through the day at the office with office humor. But this isn't your parents' Dilbert. Okay, moving on to Kyle. This is the last artist in this series. Kyle Mabson is a musician and visual artist whose work combines disparate cultural artifacts. Subjects that occupy different cultural spaces, such as reality darling Honey Boo Boo or Norwegian black metal musician Burzum, for a moment take portraits together. In doing this, Kyle exposes the fragility of these cultural spaces. A good example can be seen in his Showpaper cover, where Kyle has covered a classic DIY publication with that of a recent multi-platinum rap album. His work is the reflection of a new type of consumer/fan hybrid that is rarely reflected in media discourse. One that was raised on Lizzie McGuire, listens to Bright Eyes, knows all the words to Gucci Mane songs, and goes to noise shows every weekend. For Kyle, all of these things are stupid and beautiful.
But Kyle's work is more appropriation than collage or remix. Some have argued that that is just plain theft. But these are questions that Kyle is trying to raise about technology and authorship. Why does good art have to show effort when simply combining two different things almost always creates a new, interesting meaning? But then again, Kyle probably doesn't want his work to mean anything, which is ultimately the biggest prank in Kyle's work.
This past year, Kyle has started a digital label called Mabson Enterprises, in which anyone can submit a cover/remix or a version of an unassigned top 40 song. The results are a mix of frightful and amazing. Classic Mabson. Okay, now we're going to show two videos by Tabor. The first is entitled Explosions HD Remix, and then we're going to show his video for Fatima Al-Qadiri's track Vatican Vibes. And then, after that, we're going to show three repetitions of Bea's looping video piece, Kafka Office. And then we're going to show a new piece that me and David have been working on called The Urgency, which is about 7 or 8 minutes long. And then we're going to perform, and then that'll be it. And then we will start over the whole night, just going to do it all again. Tidal TK is going to play for 4 hours. Okay, thanks. Okay, so that was Explosions HD Remix. Coming up next, we have Vatican Vibes. Hope you guys are learning about some new artists or delving deeper into artists that you've already familiar with. Okay, so now we've got a video titled The Urgency, which features music by Extreme Animals, and the video was largely produced by me. Some of it is, you'll see, but some of it is video that I actually shot, and a lot of it is video that I've collected over the years. And after that, we're going to be playing for the second time ever. Second time, right?
Third time
ever, our new performance for guitar and computer. And then that's it. So thanks a lot for coming, everybody. Happy to see all of you guys tonight. A lot of friendly faces in a beautiful room, partying together. Okay, so here's The Urgency.
The Urgency.
Something's not right.
I'm failing.
Screwed up.
Alone.
Urgent message.
It's crucial to our survival.
The emptiness we feel is real.
Because otherwise we're just gonna self-destruct.
This is something that's been on my heart for a long time.
Survival knowledge.
So we can see the writing on the wall.
How come I'm just a human being, you know? I'm so worthless.
The urgency.
The world is different now. It's almost over.
We feel lonely and isolated.
Our vision of everything is affected by the boxes.
And we are inside of a box.
So we're locked in
a closed box.
I'm really sad.
I'm really sad.
All this sadness.
You're trapped. You're gonna stay in that box.
The urgency.
All this sadness.
You don't think it's true? You don't think I'm inside a box? Just look at the edges.
I put myself in this box, but you put me here too.
We did it together, and we could decide together to stop doing it.
The urgency.
Something's not right.
I'm failing.
All these bad feelings.
Where did Earth go?
All these bad feelings.
It's funny. But after all these years, I'm still sitting inside this box.
I need a way out.
The urgency.
Who is this person, anyway?
My phone can read my mind.
There are boxes everywhere.
How do we know what this is?
My phone was doing what I hoped it would do.
It says, use me.
My phone can read my mind.
And we are inside of a box.
The urgency.
Something's not right.
First, they made big boxes.
This box makes me invisible.
Introducing Share Everything.
Then the boxes kept getting smaller.
You don't believe me? Watch this.
The truth about the boxes.
I want to keep up. After a while, you're going to get tired.
You know, I'd rather just be left alone. I don't want to be bothered anymore.
What you need to know is that there is a way.
All of that is possible and more. It's all in here.
We need to have a common goal.
Of course, it sounds absurd when you first look at it, but if you try it.
If you believe you can make this happen, you have to step out of the box and be uncomfortable.
Because your mind is just this powerful machine that is, you know, whatever you set it to, and you believe, and you work in towards achieving it.
If you want to know your way out, use your illusion.
So this is my first time.
Because it takes courage.
Exposing this side of me to the world?
Because to do something for no reason takes courage.
And I know a lot of y'all laughing, but people who really, you know, that are on my level of intellect, they understand what I'm saying.
Maybe if we go outside of civilization.
It has to be right now, or it's going to be too late.
Or you might just see a glimpse of it, of that power.
We can leave the final box.
I'm turning music on.
Then let's begin.
Wake up to reality.
So we've got one last little jammer for you guys tonight, and it is a piece that I'd like to tell you one little thing about, which is that it's our rendition of Meditation from Thais by Massenet, which is a Romantic era composition from Western classical music. David's going to play the guitar, and his guitar is going to go into this computer, and it's going to go into a Max Patch, which was programmed by Matt Ostrovsky. And the Max Patch basically controls the speed at which the clips that we are about to see play. So that's basically the interface that we're working with here. Thanks a lot to Tidal TK for performing. And afterwards, we can go to, what's the name? Hank's, Corey? After party at Hank's across the street. This piece is, I don't know, it's like maybe 7 to 8 minutes long. That's it. Yeah, I really appreciate you guys coming. Hope you enjoyed it. And, oh, nice, yeah. Oh, yeah, I was going to read this. Thanks, David. I was going to read this. Corey, the last time I read this, Corey called it a manifesto. So I'm going to read you my manifesto. It's actually related to both the video that we just watched and the video that we're about to play, the performance we're about to do. Do you wish you could be a professional internet artist? Are there problems getting in the way? You have created these problems for yourself. The only thing that holds you back is fear. Overcome your fears and people will see your fearlessness and they will give you what you need to continue being fearless. People pay a premium to watch other people be fearless. What is it that terrifies you the most about being an internet artist? Do it, and I guarantee you will begin to make a living as a professional. It doesn't work if you are not truly scared. Like a daredevil, people will give you their hard-earned money to watch you perform your death-defying performance. Because you can turn something most people are afraid of, money, into nothingness. And you can turn another thing that most people are afraid of, nothingness, into money. This is why artists are essential to the religion of money. Artists remind people that money is nothing, which is something people desperately want to remember, even if they don't want to admit it. Even the very wealthy like to remember this as a part of their cleansing routines. Money needs what is outside of itself to feed off of. It needs to turn shit into gold. But money also needs to expel parts of itself. It needs to turn food into waste. When the artist is truly fearless in their performance of the religion of money, for a brief moment, we are not two separate brains, but we are the same brain. How does the artist achieve this? How does the internet artist achieve this? Virtual reality. Virtual reality is actually an ancient craft. We stopped being animals when we started to believe that the virtual was real. The artist's only medium is this one belief. We can get paid lots of money to manipulate this belief. I am doing it right now. But sadly, the advent of the boxes has changed everything. Contrary to popular belief, the boxes are pulling us away from virtual reality into a much more frightening physical reality. A reality where materials are scarce, where to maintain the boxes, we have to knowingly enslave ourselves and destroy our planet. However, do not worry. The job of the internet artist is to reveal the fallacy of the religion of the boxes, in much the same way we revealed the fallacy of the religion of money, which becomes more obsolete by the day. Unfortunately, the religion of the boxes is simply smarter and more evil than the religion of money could ever be. So, do you still wish to become a professional internet artist? If so, the first step is to repeat after me. My dear audience, whoever you are, I humbly ask you to follow me, the futuristic artist, on my journey. On this journey, I will put my life on the line and say to one and all, I am not afraid of the boxes. And you, the audience, will witness my lack of fear in the form of my work for as long as you can stand it. My beloved audience, even if you are just one person, until the day I die, I ask that you allow me to use the obsolete religion of money as a sacrifice to the boxes. This is proof as much as proof can exist right now that I am fearless. And you have my word in the form of my art, which truly is the same thing as my life, that I will not lie to you. A real magician never lies. The pain I show you will be real pain, and the transformation I show you will be real transformation. Nothing will be fake because I am not capable of being fake. That is what makes me an internet artist, for better or worse. All right, thank you. And this is our last little moment here. Thanks. Poetry reading. Okay. This piece is still untitled, but it's a real banger. David, are you ready? How you doing? Okay, thanks a lot. Bye. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks to Showpaper and Roulette for organizing this, and thanks to Tidal TK for performing. And see you at the Hank's Saloon. All right, bye.